This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A new poll by Zogby International details the diversity of culture, religious, and political beliefs of Muslims in America. The survey also underscores why speaking in a unified voice is difficult for those Muslims responding to the September 11th attacks. For example, 51% of Muslims surveyed are for the military action in Afghanistan. 43% oppose it. In Chicago, Muslim groups are trying to look past differences and rely on Islam as the foundation of unity. Monique Parsons reports.
Darnell Karim has been a Muslim for 60 years. He speaks and reads Arabic. He's seen Mecca. He leads a small, thriving mosque on Chicago's south side. Still, when he visits Muslim patients as chaplain at Rush Presbyterian Hospital, some think he doesn't belong.
I walk into the room and the patient, the expression is interesting. They're in a little temporary shock for a minute, but after they get to know me, they are right in most cases. So that kind of experience, I like that. I like to see the surprise look.
The looks have little to do with piety in everything Karim believes, with the fact that he's African American. The racial and ethnic composition of Muslims in Chicago reflects the national makeup. More than three quarters are either South Asian, of Arab descent, or African American. The rest are from other nations, and only a tiny fraction belong to the Nation of Islam. As Muslims call for unity in post-September 11th America, Karim says race is one issue they can't afford to ignore.
So if we say that we're going to come together as a Muslim community, then I told them, I say, my wife should know your wife. Our family should know each other. Let's make it real. Let's practice. Islam is about just not professing something, but Islam is about showing it.
Islam offers a striking uniformity of practice. Muslims can enter any mosque and hear the exact same Arabic prayers recited in the same way. And in many American mosques, you'll see a mix of race and culture. Real relationships don't always follow. Sened Ajik is the Bosnian leader of a mosque in Chicago's north suburbs. He has seen his Arab and Bosnian congregation pray and raise money together, then retreat to their own cliques to socialize. He says it's hard to create common ground until there's common language. The diverse student body at the mosque's day school gives him hope. Children study most subjects in English, then come together to learn prayers in traditional Arabic. Ajik is more concerned about an ideological divide. He says September 11th exposed a deep rift in the American Muslim community.
I don't think this will bring us to unity. I think that we are in front of the time when we will have to wage jihad against radicals and extremists in our own places.
He would like to see a council of mufti or religious scholars build unity in America as they have in other nations.
It's because of diverse Muslim community. They can't easily come to agreement who to select to be a mufti. But really, we are in a need more and more of such figure.
Most national and local Muslim councils are dominated by lay people. The largest in Chicago is led by Karim Irfan, a lawyer who is concerned about cultural and generational differences. He notes that W. Dean Muhammad, the Chicago-based leader of the country's largest black Muslim group, has no seat on the council, and the council is dominated by men over 40.
Now there is a need for a new type of leadership to come in. The next generation, so to speak, is waiting out there. And the concern that I have is, are we preparing ourselves for a transition of leadership? And at the council, I've taken that on as my topmost priority.
This year, for the first time, 3 of 10 members of the executive board are under 35, although no woman yet has a seat. Since the September 11th attacks, Irfan has noticed more young professionals, in many cases people who once said they were too busy to help, volunteering to aid the council. This new inclusivity reflects the results of the survey released today by Zuhaid Bukhari of Georgetown University. Bukhari says as recently as last spring, he thought American Muslims, especially in Chicago, were too inward-focused to bridge their differences.
I'm a little more optimistic that with this post-September 11 and all those happening going around, there is more need and more urge that they ultimately they have to find way to work together. That's my hope and that's my desire and pray.
His prayer may be answered. Already, Muslims seem to be working together as never before. A broad coalition is protesting the government's shutdown of two Islamic charities. And many black and immigrant Muslims are uniting in support of Imam Jamil al-Amin, a former Black Panther who faces trial next month for murder. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons in Chicago.